Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Tracó Brainon on Radio Nova, and this is the concluding part of this year's Ours to Protect series. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at water quality, climate anxiety, and circular economy policies. This week, we'll be asking the question,
how do we know the climate is changing?
It's time to catch up with the girls and boys from Ardrey National School in Navan.
Martha.
Julia.
Jill.
Anna.
Leonard.
Jeremiah.
Florence.
Arisha.
Kevin.
Connor.
Tiernan.
Amy.
Tilly.
Kaylee.
Rory.
Cowie.
Victor.
Kieran.
And I asked them that very same question.
We can tell that climate is changing due to the icebergs melting.
We can tell by the amount of icebergs melting and also the water rising.
We can tell climate change because all the icebergs are melting.
We can tell the climate's changing because of the sea levels rising and the wildfires that's been caused. And
we can tell that the climate is changing because of cold climates getting hotter. And
we can tell the climate is changing by the sudden weather changes.
We can tell by climate changing by forest fires, ice caps melting, ocean levels rising, and more animals getting extinct.
We can tell the climate is changing by the temperature increasing.
We can tell the climate is changing by the temperature increasing because this summer it's been very warm, but last summer it wasn't as.
We can tell that the climate is changing because sea levels are rising and each year the temperature is increasing.
Because of studies showing that it's not the same as it was years ago.
Icebergs melting and more polar bears having no habitat.
It's getting warmer and there's less rain, so and the water levels are rising. Because it's warmer.
More animals are going extinct, like polar bears.
Ireland is supposed to be really bad weather, but the last few days and weeks it's been actually okay.
The summers are getting colder and the winters are getting hotter.
If you go to Ireland during like a really, really wet season and it's actually sunny.
It's raining less in like hotter countries.
Now that you'll notice because a lot of animals are dying out and species are getting extinct.
That's the eco legends there from the Ardrey National School in Navan. And now it's over to you, Kieran Byrne from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.
Well, the climate is changing, and we know this really is from the long-term scientific studies. So just for your listeners, weather is kind of what happens today, tomorrow, last week, next week. Climate is a longer-term piece. And we know the climate is changing because there's an awful lot of scientific information and advice looking at the longitudinal trends and the gradual changes and the fast changes over time. So they look, you often see stuff like measuring the temperature of the oceans, looking at the amount of sea ice, looking at the increased frequency of extreme weather events and things like that, the warming of the oceans, the shrinking of ice sheets and glaciers. All of those kind of longer term metrics tell us that the climate is changing. And what we know is the climate is always changing. You got the climate change in Ireland, there's no such thing as climate change. Well, on one level, they're right, the climate's been changing since the planet was evolved. But what's the real significance is the rate at which it's changing. And that is absolutely an exponential, and it's absolutely as a result of human interaction, human interference. So you'll see, typically you look at a nature documentary and they look at the extent of the Arctic ice, for example, and it's an awful lot less than ever was. If you look at the number of days that the warmest, I think we've had 2024 was the warmest year on record, above 23, above 22, above 21, so they're getting warmer and warmer and warmer. We're looking at things like seasonal rainfall patterns, temperature patterns, increases in temperature. They're all the indicators that tell us the climate is changing rapidly.
And we're seeing floods in countries that really didn't have that many flood problems before.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the artifacts and phenomena of climate change. The weather, when you look at the Earth as a planet, it's so finely balanced and has been so finely balanced over millions of years. And what we're doing is, with greenhouse gas emissions, we're effectively putting a really big blanket around the Earth. That's effectively what it is. Those gases come up, they form a thermal blanket around the Earth. It heats up the atmosphere and it changes all of the weather patterns. So you're seeing, and look, you don't have to go to tropical places. If you're a farmer, just look at what's happening in the farming community. We've had the way the rain is coming is typically changing. So we've had much more protracted droughts followed by rainfall, or rainfall followed by droughts, much more so than we would ever have had. So that's locally. And then, of course, a lot of these events are amplified. good example of that is the one that we, and your listeners might be aware of, is in Valencia there toward the end of last year, we had historic flooding. Mm. And that was a result of climate effects that are happening anyway, but have been magnified by climate change.
And one last question for you, Ciarán.
Why are we hearing more about severe fires and floods around the world?
Well, that really goes back to a lot of factors around there, particular specific geography, weather patterns, climatic patterns. And as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm looking at a map of the world. And if anybody is to look at a map of the world when you're listening to this, you'll realise the world is broken into various temperate zones. So if you drew a line across the middle, lower United States,
yeah,
where the dry states, the states of Nevada, states of Arizona, state, you know, states like that, and keep going across, you'll find you hit more or less the same level as kind of southern Europe, northern Africa, which is kind of where the Sahara is. And keep going across again, you hit Saudi Arabia, keep going across again, you hit kind of the deserts of India and Pakistan and things like that.
Mm.
So in those areas, you're more likely to get extreme heat events, and in which case you're more likely, not totally, but to get drought type events. And why? And if you move up the notch again, where you have the forest belt of the United States and Europe and things like that, that's where you tend to get the wildfires. So it's no surprise to find that Canada and places like that have a lot of wildfires. And similarly in Europe, where we would have a lot of flooding type events, again, it's mostly related to the climate patterns and kind of geographical locations of Europe, where the mountains are and things like that, we tend to get more flooding.
And that's more extreme rain, the high volume of rain.
That's exactly what it is. And we talked a moment ago about the flooding in Valencia, and we saw biblical levels of rain falling in very short periods of time. So all of the infrastructure that's there to kind of take up rain and soak it up to drains and storm drains and floods are just completely overwhelmed. And an awful lot of then flows downwards. So if you're up in a high mountain area, it flows downwards and kind of gets bigger and stronger as it comes down.
Yeah.
And by the time it gets to the plains and the lower lands where most people live towards the coast, it's bundled up and you end up with these ginormous flood events. And they can be very significant flash flood events. So they can rise up very, very quickly. A good example is in Ireland when we saw the floods, I think it was in Bandon. The people in Bandon said the speed at which the river kind of rose up and the floods happened was extraordinary and really took a lot of people by surprise. So that's what happens there.
As part of the Errors to Protect series this year, Radio Nova have partnered with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland and the Institute for Climate Sound and Society in Harvard. Essentially, over the last number of months, as you can hear in the background, we've been mapping the sound of climate change by recording the dawn chorus of birdsong early each morning. And where better to record it than from the grounds of the school that won the Nature Hero Award, Scully Growney, in the heart of the Rackharn Gaeltacht area in County Meath. The recordings will then be analysed in the coming months by scientists from Harvard and Copenhagen universities, who will be able to use the data to identify species and to support the study of biodiversity and monitoring animals and plants in danger of extinction. That's it for this series of Errors to Protect on Radio Nova. I'd like to thank all the contributors who've helped create the different features over the last 6 months. Don't forget, you can listen back to all the features at nova.ie and at errorstoprotect.ie. Slánga fáil.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.